We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Digger's Rock Show. If you enjoy this episode, then be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on the Leela Kids podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah. Do, do, do.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the silly story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're eating breakfast, or even in the bathtub. I'm your host, Angie. Digger the dog has discovered some new ways to make funky sounds with his rock collection.
Woohoo!
He is very excited to share his music with all of his friends. I can't wait to listen. Let's begin the rock show now. Digger's Rock Show. Digger the dog just loved digging for gems and collecting rocks.
This rock rocks!
One day, he decided to put on a rock show for all of his friends.
I will put out all my finest specimens on display for everyone to see.
Digger built a wooden table to display his smallest stones. He carefully lined them up neatly into a row. Then Digger found a nice stump and placed his medium-sized gems on top of it.
Hey, that's looking pretty snazzy.
He grabbed a tin bucket and turned it upside down and placed his favorite big rock on top of it. He looked around at his lovely display of rocks.
Oh boy, my rock collection looks so amazing. I can't wait to show them to all my friends.
Digger did a little happy dance and leaped and twirled in the air.
Woohoo!
But suddenly he lost his balance and bumped into the wooden table that was holding the small stones. The table tipped over and the stone slid down, making a swoosh sound. As the table fell, it tipped over the stump that was displaying the medium-sized gems.
Oh dear.
The stump made a clunk as it fell to the ground. The gems landed in a pile on top of one another, making a plink, plink, plunk sound as they fell. Digger watched in horror as his displays fell down like dominoes and knocked into the tin bucket. The tin bucket tipped and Digger's favorite rock fell to the ground and made a whoop sound.
Oh no!
Digger ran over to his favorite rock.
I hope I didn't break it!
But to his relief, the rock was fine.
Phew, not a scratch. Say, my rocks are all okay, and they made some pretty cool noises when they fell over. I like the sound my big rock made when it hit the ground. I also really like the sound of the small stones sliding down the wooden table. The medium-sized gems made a funky plink, plink, plunk sound, too.
Digger picked up a handful of pebbles.
I wonder how the stones sound when I put them in a jar and shake them. Cool. What about when I hit the medium-sized gems with some sticks? Neato. What about if I fill the tin bucket up with water and throw my big rock in it? Wow, that was really cool.
Digger looked around at all of his rocks.
Oh man, I think I have an even better idea for the rock show. I will play some music for my friends using all of my favorite rocks.
Digger practiced all afternoon and prepared for his big show.
Neato!
The next day, friends from all over gathered to see Digger and his rocks. Digger set the stage up with tin buckets and wooden stumps and sticks and jars. Then he wheeled out a cart filled with beautiful rocks. The crowd oogled and ogled at the lovely rock collection. Digger waved to the crowd and shouted,
"Are you guys ready to rock?"
Wahoo!
Digger grabbed a handful of small stones and slid them down a plank of wood into a jar. They made a swoosh and a rattle. He took some sticks and tapped on his medium-sized gems. He bounced pebbles off of wooden logs. They plinked and clinked. The crowd cheered and laughed.
Ha ha, this is the coolest rock show ever!
Digger the dog played on, thumping and thudding, clinking and clomping, whamming and whumping. He rocked out with his rocks.
And now for my big finale!
Digger grabbed the biggest rock from his collection and lifted it high into the air. Then he tossed it into a tin bucket filled with water. The rock made a loud splash sound and the water sprayed the crowd.
Yay! What a finale!
The audience was delighted with the show.
Hooray for Digger! This show really rocked!
Digger smiled at all of his friends. Then he had an idea.
Say, why don't all you come up here and make your own funky sounds with my rocks?
Yay!
The crowd cheered and ran up to the stage. Together, Digger and all of his friends played amazing rock music till the break of dawn. Doggone it, that show really rocked. If you love today's story with Digger the dog, you may also enjoy reading Digger's Daily Routine. This spectacular book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon. Stay tuned to the end of the episode to learn how you can get a free ebook of Digger's Daily Routine.
Woohoo! Rock on!
Let's keep on rocking with Digger the dog and hear some funny jokes.
Haha, you know me, I like to tell jokes.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today, Digger has some funny jokes about rock music. Take it away, Digger.
Sure. Why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Oh boy, why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Because she wanted to rock and roll.
Scootily-doo, I'm gonna rock in my frock tonight. Woohoo!
What do you get when you cross rock music with a group of berries?
I don't know. What do you get?
A jam session!
That song is very, very good!
How do you make your hair dance?
How do you make your hair dance?
You put on a headband!
I love hair metal.
Wow, Digger, those certainly were some head-banging jokes about rock music.
Haha, I can't wait to have another joke jam.
Me too. Come back again soon to tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. Rock you later.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show really rocks. We hung out with our pal Digger the dog and had a fabulous time at the rock show.
Wahoo!
Then Digger the dog told us some groovy jokes about rock music. Thanks for jamming out with us today.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. Would you like a free ebook of Digger's daily routine? Go to storyspectacular.com and sign up for the Story Squad at the bottom of the homepage. It's free to join, and you will also get printable activity pages and song downloads.
Spectacular!
Help our show climb the iTunes chart. Please subscribe and leave Story Spectacular a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Let's get the word out so that even more rocking listeners can join in on spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening. Rock you later.
Wahoo!